Network, this is Megan, extension 3089. Can I get your name and date of birth?
You'll have it, Schiffer. I spoke to you last week, 12777.
77. Awesome. Can you spell your name for me?
Y-O-C-H-E-V-E-D.
Awesome. Awesome. So how are things going?
Not good. My husband doesn't let none of my kids talk to me. Now my older son, who was like always like my best thing, he doesn't talk to me either. He's like starting to date somebody, and maybe I guess we could do a reading on him. His name is Aaron, AARON, October 20th, 1997. Like, what's going on? Like, like this person came into my household, and she's like Babel Pearlstein, and she's refusing to like allow. She like became the new Mrs. Schiffer.
Huh. It's weird. Okay. Let's look into Aaron. What's going on with
she
Aaron?
She doesn't want me to talk to my son about like his dates or about anything. Like she like scared him that like I'm gonna ruin it.
Oh, jeez. Okay. So, who is this woman to your kids? Is this the caretaker?
No, she just minds everyone's business.
That's so weird. Okay, so with Aaron, he's got a lot of good energy around him, overall. When I say overall, it feels like not necessarily like in the home, but like he's got good things happening around him, maybe with some friends. But he wants to move.
What do you mean move?
He wants to leave where he's at.
Yeshiva?
Yeah. He wants balance and stability, and it's like he's really sad about everything that's happening, but there's also like a sense of growth and understanding like inside of him.
What, he wants to go to Israel?
This is just domestic. Yeah, but there's some anxiety around it.
But there's something wrong? I mean, I always thought if he gets married, he should move. If, you know, things are so crazy at home, he should definitely move to Israel.
Right, right.
There's no one that loves him more than me.
It just, there's this feeling of, like, wanting to start something new and afraid to tell anybody what he really wants to do. It's almost like somebody's making him be quiet.
Well, Bela's making him be quiet. He's trying to date a girl.
Just look into the energy of this girl.
And I'm sure he wants to tell me. I'm sure he feels bad for me.
Yeah, it feels like he wants to be able to talk to you about it. And any time that he tries, he's got to be extra cautious about how he reaches out and the type of communication. It's like somebody's listening to him all the time. That's the feeling of it. Like, I get, like, this really heavy headache. Like, I just can't get a moment to myself feeling.
Like, what does he want to tell me?
Change for the better is coming. I'm moving out of this pushy, aggressive, deliberate cruelty energy. Expansion grows. There's there's a divine timing at bay. So like there's something about timing that's really important. What's this timing about?
Pushy aggressive. Is he thinks I'm being pushy and aggressive, or the other person is?
It feels like another person. There's somebody being pushy and aggressive with him, and there's like a refusal to change feeling to it. So like when I lean into him, like I feel this just nagging energy that like will not leave him alone, like constantly. And then there's like this sense of wanting to reach out and to be able to like clearly say something without it being interrupted or interfered with or whatever, because like he's got a lot of good news to share with you and he can't. And it's the most frustrating feeling.
How many times did you go out with this girl?
Maybe over 4 months, it feels like maybe 10 times, but there's like a rest because there's too much happening that he's overwhelmed.
No, that doesn't make sense.
There's somebody in the connection is needing solitude, needing to be by themselves for clarity. And like I get a Four of Swords, which is like a four month time frame. So whether or not they've been together or dating or talking, or there's some kind of significance about 4 months, could be 4 months in the future, could be all kinds of things, because time isn't linear. But what I'm feeling is that your son is feeling overwhelmed.
I'm sure he's going to feel overwhelmed if he can't share news with his own mother.
Right.
And someone else is competing to be his mother.
Right. So, like, he feels very restricted, but he's trying to find ways to gain some clarity so that he can bring some balance, so that he can communicate.
What's his father, let's say?
Say again?
His father?
Does it have to do with his father? Do with his father... Do they have a good relationship?
They never used to. I was the one that had the good relationship. But he's the one that's calling the shots.
Right.
I'm scared of him.
There's some kind of, like, clarity. Okay, so when I look at, when I ask, is it your ex-husband or your husband, and I look at him and Aaron and your husband, I get clarity and recognition. So, like, clarity could be maybe they understood a different part of themselves. Maybe having this time gave them some kind of a lesson or learning of some type, which could be a variety of all kinds of different things. But it feels like there was some kind of success in their relationship.
Okay, that's good. A person needs a father and a mother.
Right, exactly.
And what about with me?
Ouch. So immediately I got like this feeling on my face. Sometimes this is significant, sometimes it's not. So like I got this feeling on my face, like, what is this? Anyway, he wants you to protect yourself and be assertive. There's quick change happening. We're just waiting for results is what I heard. Waiting for results. Was it waiting for results about what?
What could he do without cards?
Pardon?
Why do you figure out without cards? Are you
Why do I use the cards?
No, no, I'm saying, what could you figure out without the cards?
I can figure out a lot without the cards. These just give me direction because I made these cards myself, so these are my messages to myself. So they help guide the, give me clues into what's coming forward. However, quick action and immediately goes back to new love. So, do you not like this girlfriend?
Who's my son?
Yes.
No, absolutely not. I wanted to meet her. I give my son all the blessings, but this stupid Bela Polstein decided that I'm psychotic. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, like, she decided that I'm crazy and I'm going to ruin everything. So she doesn't let my son talk to me.
Mm.
They want I should arrive like a guest. Like, hi, I'm Mazel Tov, I just got engaged. And if that happens, I don't think I'll ever be able to forgive.
Okay. Because it honestly feels like he really wants to tell you about a decision that he's made, or a decision that he's making, and it has to do with new love. And, like, he's achieved a lot through this connection, is what he said.
What?
Like, that's, like, what I'm feeling is, like, he's received a lot and healed a lot within himself and found somebody that can understand him. And he wants to share that with you because you're important to him, but he's got a lot of anxiety about coming towards you. But I feel like he's also creating balance within all of his dynamics. He's doing his best anyway to try to balance all of this big energy out so that he can have a functional relationship with everybody that's important to him.
Like, why could my husband know about it and not me? Where was my husband today? He wasn't by PTA. My children's PTA.
Where was he?
Yeah.
He was supposed to be somewhere? Cause, like...
No, he was supposed to be by PTA. My boy's PTA. And he wasn't there.
Feels like he was at work. And it's,
no,
like, almost... Or, like, there's something to do with, like, dealing with... It's finances or people management or something around that. I'm not necessarily meaning work, but like work-minded, logical-minded.
What, trying to hide his money from me?
I mean, do you feel like he's hiding money from you?
I know he's hiding money from me.
Yeah. This is really... interesting. But it feels like he was dealing with people management, finance management types of things. Financial things.
What does he do?
Who?
My husband. Is he having an affair right now? Or was he discussing the finances in Lakewood with this prospective father, how the new couple would live?
Thank you. Feels like he... Okay, so I don't feel an affair. I feel like he is strategically moving or locking in abundance in places. to create a new life and a new beginning. That's what it feels like.
Oh, shit. Well, that's what he's doing now with his money, let's say.
Ma'am?
Now, is it going to be found out? Am I going to find out, the forensic accountant?
Yes. But it feels, okay, so this doesn't feel like you lose, though. Like, this doesn't have a feeling of, like, you walk away with nothing. This feels like things are being placed so everyone's cared for. That's what it feels like. It feels like it's being, like, this goes for this, this goes for this, this goes for this.
What?
Because I don't see any... I don't see any deception.
He plans on leaving me, and let's say just making and leaving me with the children.
I heard no right off, like immediately. I heard no.
Does he plan on leaving me or not? Because Bela says no. He just wants me to get better, whatever better means.
Yeah, he wants successful. Like, he wants things to be successful. I don't see any deception. I don't see any kind of, like it's strategic, but it's not with betrayal. Like, do you understand? Like, it's almost
yeah.
like...
But I'm saying he wants... But with me or somebody else? Does he want to get back together with me?
Yes, he wants to get back together with you. However, he wants to stop the conflict and the arguments, grow together, release and make these big changes, and move on into a new beginning.
Oh, okay, so that's amazing. So he's...
Like that, he's being strategic and distant
August
to be able to give you some space.
August 5th. 1971 is his birthday, and his name is Samuel, or Shmuel.
Mm-hmm.
So, this Bela is telling me he wants that the only way it's going to work is if I'm in an inpatient facility. Now, I'm not psychotic. You're talking to me, right? I don't think I'm Moses. I'm depressed that I don't have what to do with my children.
Right.
But, like, that's situational. Could certain things change, you know, about me? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Like I get hysterical too often. You know what I mean? Like he wants me to be, like, lower drama.
Okay. And
fine. But what does that have to do with, like, being, like, in a mental institution that Bela thinks I need? Bela decided I need a mental institution, that I'm psychotic. Now, that is
the most
psychotic
thing I've ever
heard.
I think that's their only way of, like, being able to give a space, right? Okay, so now I have a history of working in mental institutions, and I will tell you, when people don't know what to do or how to provide a space, that's the first thing that they go to. Because they don't know any better. Whereas, really, you probably just need some support and
presence.
That's
exactly what I mean.
And community and connection and truth and value and respect and love.
Right, and I'm all alone. And my husband
knows
that taking away my children, my husband knows that taking away the children from me is going to make me is going to make me depressed. It's not like he thinks it's not. He knows it will. He threw me into the street. I'm living in a hotel room.
What do you want moving forward?
I want to get back together with him.
Okay.
I want to move.
What steps can you take for yourself, not for anybody else, but for you specifically, with this space, without the kids, just to be able to focus in on yourself? What can you do for yourself?
I took a course. I went to Achieve, which was like like an IOP program.
Mm-hmm.
Where, excuse me, they do extensive DBT 3 times a week. And he said, if I do that, then I'll be able to come home. Now, after 9.5 weeks, he said, it's a 10-week program. That's what I did the whole entire summer. He said, oh, that's not good. Bayla decided I need to be in an inpatient place. 2 days ago, she decided I'm manic. Today, she decided I'm psychotic. Every day, she decides I'm something else. And she's nobody. She completely decided that my kids should not be able to talk to me. I mean, she's doing real, real, real harm to children. And she is controlling my entire household. What is her relationship to my husband?
It feels like she wants family benefits. That's what it feels like.
What do you mean
she
family
wants
benefits?
Family benefits could be anything from the sense of being in a family or being in a family unit. It could be the sense of, like, the wealth of the family, like gold digger energy. It could be the benefit of having a children or a supportive partner feeling. It doesn't feel like that's what's happening, but that's how she wants it to be.
So she wants to steal my husband away.
Basically.
Right. I don't understand how her husband allows it. Or how my husband...
Does he travel a lot?
Who?
The other lady's husband.
No, he's a rabbi.
He's a rabbi. Very interesting.
What does my husband think of her?
Oh, I got like this really annoyed feeling again. Almost like worse than when I was looking at Aaron. Like just annoyed. Annoyed.
What, you're getting annoyed at her? Or annoyed at me?
Just annoyed. Burnout, depression, forgiveness moving on, procrastination, fear of change. Does he need her there for something?
No.
Why is she there?
She claims she's giving up everything to take care of the kids. It's her excuse to be there. She's making herself like she is going to take care of everyone. Instead of me taking care of my kids,
I want to take care of my kids. I see there. Okay, so she's literally stepping in your space. That's why I feel annoyed.
Yes.
But there's this also a sense of, like, I need this help right now, which I don't understand. So could you maybe help me out on that one? Like, does he need help with the kids?
Yeah, he needs help with the kids. I'm not there.
So what's the compromise?
But does he like her?
No.
He doesn't.
Not like that. Like, there's a sense of respect and appreciation, but
But he doesn't respect me. Does he respect me?
I feel like he does.
Like, who does he like better?
So I feel like it's almost counterintuitive because, like, he made a choice to be with you, and I feel that in him is like I made a choice to be with you, and I want you to get better. So, like, what can we do to make this better? She's helping. There's a sense of fulfillment here, but there's no comparison of the two. There's nothing, like, it's
so they're
a
both
brick.
Trying. Like, she claims also that she's trying to help me get better, that I should go home.
Yes.
So that is true.
And I think that I feel like when you go home, she leaves. Like he doesn't want her to stay there, but he needs the help and he's appreciative of the help that she's providing. And like, he's annoyed at some of the things that she does, but doesn't know how, like, there, it's not the same thing as what I hate to, like, he's just irritated because he has to deal with this because he needs to deal with it. And then he wants you to get better, but he doesn't know how to help you get better. So if you could communicate a way, in a way that was not combative or conflicting, or like somebody was going to come in and steal something or somebody's going to take something from you, but seriously and honestly, like, what do you want?
He does not communicate with me. He ignores me.
Okay.
Now he's not talking to me. Bay law does not allow my son or any of my children to talk to me.
Okay, so what's the...
Bay law decided that I need a mental institution. I said, let's go to a rabbi together. Because
okay.
I don't think I need to be inpatient. I mean, I'm sitting over here doing twiddle-dee and twiddle-dum. I could do all the laundry. I could bring my kindergarten daughter to school. I could take care of my kids. There's no reason, you know what I mean? I know I made mistakes in the past where I've thrown things, you know, there was bad communication.
Mm-hmm.
He has also made mistakes. So let's move on.
Mm-hmm.
I think you should, like, change cities, move to another city.
Mm-hmm. But what's fueling the triggering or the outburst? Like, when you're not feeling heard, how can you guys come together as a team so that you feel heard?
There's no way if he's not talking to me.
No, I meant moving forward. Not like, okay, not in this current energy, because right now there's no communication. But in your head, if you could think of, like, when you get to speak to him again.
What would I say?
How would you approach communication so that you feel heard?
You see, I'm not very good at being assertive. I'm very, very not assertive.
Okay.
How
do you let him know what you need?
I basically gave him everything, and he, like, took everything. I would want to start this marriage. I would say I would want to start this marriage from, like, anew. Like it's a brand new marriage. Like, this is, like a new me and a new you. And, like now, let's say, like, he didn't call me during the day. I said, it's fine, you're busy. But, like, he should call me during the day and basically have time for each other. But, like, I don't feel like he's so honest, because he was telling people that, like, that he wasn't happy, and he was writing me notes that he's the happiest guy in the whole entire world. There's nobody like me.
I see. Okay.
Does he agree with Bela that I shouldn't know about this match, and I should just come, like, as a guest, like, to my own son's thing? Like, I don't know about, like, anything. Yeah, one second. Do you have a Jewish guy? 1 minute. Is the Jewish guy here?
I know. Is the Jewish guy here? I'm
here. It's 1 second. You're putting this pasuda? Hello?
Yes.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
I just went to a store. I'm like, I lost like 60, at least 50 pounds since the story happened. Do you feel like he still loves me?
I do. And I feel like he wants a new beginning. I get choked up. I feel like he wants a new beginning as well.
But with me or with somebody else?
With you. With you.
Oh, okay, fine. I'm just double checking.
With you. I don't know how many times I'm going to tell you, but I'm going to tell you again. With you.
With you.
Okay?
Okay.
Okay, so in moving forward, what can you do for yourself? And it may be continuing your classes or attending some other type of counseling or couples counseling or going to the rabbi.
He doesn't want to go to couples counseling at all.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he like refuses. I don't think he's so well right now.
Okay.
I think he's drinking.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I see that.
Drinking and he has an addiction because I saw that he's on a medication that's against alcoholism.
Got it. Okay. Okay. So I think in one way,
maybe he needs space for himself.
Exactly. Exactly. Because
and
like,
he's blaming it on me because I'm ready to come home tomorrow.
It's a projection. So like in relationship dynamics, especially ones like this where you see the two people kind of mirroring each other, there's a lot to be released and looked at. So like this time apart is a space for you to be able to really tap into what you want moving forward, how you can communicate your needs, how you can show up differently in the relationship, and how you can reciprocate energy. Because if he's not showing love, you don't show respect. And then it becomes a vicious cycle of, I don't know how to show up for you.
No,
so,
he showed me love. He, like, slept with me every single night. He showed me love, and he gave me all these, like, letters and all these things. I thought I was the most loved person in the universe. Besides
right.
for this year, when he was acting, like, very, very combative.
Mm-hmm. And was he drinking a lot at that point? Where
he didn't
started
tell me
getting
that
combative?
He was drinking, but once he told me, he must have been, I don't know, I'm wondering if an affair was going on. Something was going on. I mean, I know he was busy hiding money with this guy and squirreling away money. He made himself an LLC. I mean, you don't make yourself an LLC unless you're hiding something. Like, he was withdrawing money from the bank. He made me have no money. I was taken out of all bank accounts. If I was to ask him for something, he told me, like, no, he didn't have money. As soon as I left the house, he had all the money in the world. When I left, he ruined my reputation and told everyone that I'm crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he did a lot of bad to me. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, like, this is really just odd. Is he actively working on his addiction? Like, is he going to meetings? Is he addressing his issues while he's telling you
it.
You need to look at yours?
I doubt it. Wait a minute. Hey, how are you?
Yeah.
Give me 1 second. I doubt it.
Okay, because that would be...
He's a very, very secretive person. Mm-hmm. He's very secretive,
like,
so I wouldn't know.
Right. So, like, I feel like
I know he put himself on medication.
Well, that's
you know
the
what I mean?
Start. That's a recognition of it. So maybe in the times that you have, spend some time reflecting on, like, seeing him getting better or seeing him not being taken over by this alcoholism or the drinks
I
or
never
whatever
saw
and being
him.
Able
I just
to clearly...
I saw him drinking. I never, like, really saw him, like, drinking and drinking and drinking. I know he was under stress over money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's how it started.
There was a lot of worry there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's, like... doesn't feel like it's going to be a problem for a long time. It feels like he's going to get to a sense of clarity, but it comes after a sense of peace. Like, there has to be a point where you both kind of just sit with self and accept the now moment. And once you accept where you currently are and what you can do moving forward, the energy will start to shift. But it's in that, like, full acceptance of the now moment, because it doesn't feel like there's anything, quote-unquote, wrong. Like, it feels like there's just a lot of miscommunication and a lot of finger pointing and a lot of, like, old stuff that's needing to be released that isn't even relevant anymore. It just needs to be let go.
I don't think he ever, like, communicated, like, oh, I want this, or it was more like I was, like, his servant.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And, like, suddenly now, like, he wants something new. Or, like, I don't think he was happy with his job.
He wasn't happy with anything. He wasn't happy with anything. And it wasn't you specific. It was the way he was doing his perceiving life. The way he was looking at his life made him miserable. And so, like, it
Why?
Portrayed
so
in the way that
he... He was telling everyone it's me.
Right. But it's a mirroring. So what's happened is that now he's going to have to reflect on his own behavior and what actually needs to happen, because you're not a servant, you are his wife. Being his wife means you're an equal partner in the relationship.
I don't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
One second. What?
Can you hear me now?
Sorry. Yeah. What are you saying?
I'm saying that, like, you're not his servant, and so, like, he needs to see what it's like for you through different eyes. He needs to be able to see how much your value is missed in your absence. He needs to be able to see that for himself so that he can see how much was weighing on you so that he can show up differently.
Oh, I hear you. What, you see that in a reading, or are you just, like, saying that?
I feel that. Like, I feel that. Like, I feel like the clarity that he eventually gets to. And now, some people are slow, but
He's going to realize, I mean, what it was that I did single-handedly. I did this all single-handedly myself.
Right.
Without three maids. And
exactly.
I managed a lot better than Bela Perlstein.
Right.
Let me tell you, because I could handle children. I love kids.
Right. I think he's going to start to see, like, he wasn't showing up in ways that supported you, so of course you're going to have outbursts. You're not supported. You're not being heard. You're not being seen. You're not being valued. You're not being respected. So of course you're going to try your best to be heard. But the problem is that when we scream so loud, it doesn't get heard. So we have to have a time of silence and peace and separation to be able to figure out how we can communicate what we need from our partner from a clear space. And so you saying, you didn't do it this way, that's just creating more resistance. Whereas if you said, I need this, I need clear communication and a wantingness to communicate moving forward, a way for us to move through obstacles without triggering each other. How can we create safe space for each other? What do you need from me? Being open and receptive to what that sounds like on the other end of it. But if
me,
you point your
finger... To me, it means honesty.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he's being honest. I don't think it's normal to have how do you call it, like businesses without my name being on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Right. Because, like, you're his partner. So maybe it's a discussion of, like, I'm your partner, not a servant, not your slave, not your toy. But I'm your partner, and I intend to be included as such. There's a level of respect here that's not being met.
Right, unless he wants to put a certain thing, like, on a trust, my son. You know what I mean?
Right.
He wants to put something, but he loves control.
Mm-hmm.
He likes control.
And he's very strategic, and he's very quiet.
Very. So he's very, I wouldn't even use the word strategic. I would use the word, I don't know, cunning? I can't explain it. Shrewd.
Charismatic, charming. Where
shrewd.
Are we headed with this one? Shrewd.
Shrewd.
Okay. It'd be a little on the greedy side, too.
No, he's a real Leo.
Yeah. I got it.
You
okay,
know what
so
mean?
he likes the praise and the adorations and the being the boss and the lead of everything and
he has
really good hair.
He needs to hear how great he is, which I have no problem telling him. It's not gonna. Remember, those who say crown is not going to fall off if you say you're sorry, even if he did nothing wrong.
Right.
I have no problem with. You know what I mean? I treated him with tons of respect and tons of admiration. It's not like I ever didn't. He got that from me. I'm a Sagittarius. I'm blunt. I'm honest. I'm loyal. What you get. I think I was taken advantage of.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, don't worry. She's gonna be here. She's gonna do everything.
Mm-hmm, 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 mm-hmm. You were taken for granted.
Yeah.
Yeah. And your emotional needs weren't met. Because if your emotional needs were met, then
I don't feel like I was. I felt like he spoke behind my back to people, which is a no-no. Like even Bela was telling me, well, my husband doesn't come up to your husband's toenails. I said, how could you say that? Like I would never. My husband could have been like the dumbest guy ever. He's talking about it like in brilliance, because my husband is a brilliant guy. I would never say that. To me, that's like not being loyal.
Right. I don't think he, I don't, you know what, I feel like he never saw you. I feel like he never saw you, like, for your whole person. Like, the amount of stuff that you did, I don't think he saw it. I don't think that he was in the mindset of being able to see what you carried on a day-to-day. I don't
right.
think
I
he
mean,
saw
I
it.
I took care of all my children single-handedly.
Mm-hmm.
But is he going to realize it? Is he beginning to realize it now?
I absolutely feel like he is. Because there's this, like, sense of just... like, I want my wife back. I want
really?
My life. Like, I want my life back. I want my wife back. I want peace and harmony and balance back. Have you guys always kind of been a little rocky? Like, big ups
so,
and big downs?
So.
Or...
He thinks so, but I don't think so. There's always ups and downs to life. I think his expectations are that life is like flat. You know, like a heartbeat, it goes up and down.
Right. Yeah.
But maybe with
there's
me, it goes like
life.
Maybe by me goes like very high and very. I'm not saying I have this bipolar because there isn't, thank God. But like. You know, I'm passionate. I have life. I'm fun. I took my kids to Disney every summer. I'm not like this flat, boring person. You know what I mean?
Right. Right. It's very interesting because like it's almost like he didn't comprehend the passions and the way that they came out of your mouth, right? So, like, if you became passionate about something, maybe he thought you were being more aggressive or something like that. There was just a very big miscommunication on the conveying of messages.
No, I wonder, let's say, like, my kids' birthdays were, like, a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I made, like, a birthday party I went out to eat, or, like, you know, once a lifetime I make, like, a birthday party in my house. But, like, I go to Party City and we, you know, we'll go with all the little ones. Wherever I went, I always took my whole entire family along. You don't sometimes see people, like, alone. I don't know, my community, let's say, the other ones up there. Me, we always went all along. And it was so much fun, like, deciding, like, if it should be, like, Bob the Builder or it should be sports. And then I made a whole birthday party. And, like, you know, with crafts and with this. I mean, I did it for each kid, like, once. You know, once a lifetime I did it only, but you know I have a lot. I have a lot of children.
Right.
But I wonder if like he thinks that that's too much. Like suddenly like you know you can start like saying things like oh that was like too much. Oh, why do you have to do it? You know what I mean? Like it's being like interpreted negatively.
Got it.
That's what I feel.
Yeah, okay.
But anyway, is my son going to get engaged to that girl?
I feel like he's leaning that direction now. In this current energy, that's what it feels like. If I'm being completely honest, yes.
And that girl is leaning towards that for him also?
Feels like dad's supportive. Because he sees how happy he is.
No, because when I saw him so happy. like, he was so excited.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I mean? And
yeah.
It's a complete miracle, because in my circles, no one is like this. And I was telling him, like, how I love, like, the lady, the mother, because I'm old friends with her. And she said she heard, like, all the rumors, you know, all the rumors that the stripper spread about me, like, that I was a miserable mother. And, like, she said, I didn't believe anything to this Israeli accent. I used to see you, because I still live in Lakewood there, I used to see you with all the little kids like this. There's no other customers. And he was so happy for me that, like, I liked the lady also. And I said, I never heard such good things about, like, a girl like this. I want to be part of his life. Obviously, I said, if we're not together yet, you pick yourself up. And I always used to say, because we were super close, I said, you know, there's a time you have to leave your mother, because he's always closer to me than to his father, and you just become that close to your wife, and your wife is always right, however she does it. No one is going to wash your shirts like I did. You know, like, pre-scrub it and doing it. No one's doing it. But, like, just, like, that's your job. You know what I mean? That's how life works. But like, he knows, like, I gave him my blessings. Everything is going to be, like, 100%. I just don't want to hear, like, hey, I'm getting engaged tonight. And, like, instead of hearing every day, like, how the dates were.
Yeah. Yeah, you want to hear the progression of it.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you want to be a part. You want to be a part of it, not just like,
I
boom, here it is.
A part of his life, yes.
Yeah.
And Bale thinks that I'm stopping. She is controlling. She is the most controlling person I've ever met in my entire life. She's controlling it, and she has to talk to my son. And she's telling my son not to tell me. Or only she. So I texted her. I said, you marry off your kids in peace, and I'll marry my kids off in peace.
Mm-hmm.
Like, today is psychotic, yesterday it was manic, then it was something else. Like, you know what I mean? To me, that
right.
lady is a nut job. I think a million times more normal than her. And I don't think that's saying much.
Honestly, what I feel like is really, really needed is, like, some rest. Have you been able to rest any?
To rest?
Yeah, have you rested any?
Barely. I'm a nervous
Barely.
Wreck. I don't speak to my kids.
Yeah. Well, you know, you do know that, like, you have, like, a divine connection to your children. So, like, if you wanted to get a message to them, you can do that through your heart space, because, like, they were born within you, so, like, they're a piece of you. So you can communicate to them, and it will manifest faster. Like, things will start clearing faster once you realize there's really not a whole lot blocking you other than what you're focusing on.
No, they don't answer the phone for me. Bayla told them not to speak to me.
Right. Don't call them on the phone. Call them through your heart. Like, spend some time, like, sitting with yourself and, like, telling yourself what you want to say to them. And then take some time to rest, because you got it off your chest, whether you journal it or you speak it out loud or however you have to convey it to yourself. And then take a nap of some sort, get you some rest, and I feel like the lines of communication will start to open. But I feel like if you keep pushing to try to communicate, it's going to cause more resistance.
Oh, I hear what you're saying.
Like, the more you try, the harder it is going to become for you to create the connection that you want. Whereas
when
if you
do
just
you think we're gonna get back together?
Okay, let's see. When are we getting that together? Are we getting that together? Okay. Okay, so here we go. I would say, if you really take my advice and sit down with yourself and just let go of the situation altogether, you're looking within, like, 3 to 5 days of, like, a change. A big change. Maybe being able
oh, really?
To communicate Yeah, like you've just got to be able to let go, because it's not anything that you let go of is not going to go away. It's just simply going to lose the resistance so that it can expand as far as it needs to be able to come right back to you. But the more you hold on, it's like...
No. So in other words, right now there's like a court battle. I should just go out of court and that's it?
Just go to court, yeah.
No, I'm gonna send a letter to the other one. I pulled out of court.
You pulled out of court?
Yeah.
Is that because
my husband's gonna see? In other words,
sorry,
I'm not fighting.
Uh-huh, yeah, okay. Okay, so you're willing to make compromises and communicate once this court thing, you pulled out of it and all that kind of stuff.
I'm hoping that my husband will.
Right. So the biggest key is just letting your mind let it go for right now. And, like, literally
so
10 seconds at a time.
Like, you know, but it's not, whatever, it's a fight. And so I'm just going to let it go. This way we're not, like, in a actual fight.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I have to be in a facility. What do you think? What do you think is going to be the end of that? I said let an independent psychiatrist evaluate me. They look at me there. I don't think I have anything to hide. I don't think they're going to start telling me I have to be... I mean, it's not the 1950s where they locked up somebody. Once upon a time, Down syndrome people were locked up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Right. And yeah, there's been many, many, many reasons why people use institutions, but the biggest thing here is I feel like you guys are going to come to a compromise. So, like, may it be an independent psychiatrist or whatever the terms that you guys come up to together, I don't feel like you're going to go institutionalized. I don't feel like that's the route for you. I do feel like an independent psychiatrist would benefit, because then that psychiatrist could suggest possible couples counseling, which would make him face his own stuff. Now, everybody's got free will and choice. Everybody's got free will and choice, but, like, there has to be a third-party perspective on the situation that can have an unbiased opinion.
I know.
And
so
that's what you need to put your foot down for.
I actually think that's a good idea, because my husband doesn't want to come to this one, and I'll hope that God will be on my side, because last year my husband left for 5 weeks, and then he came back, and he insisted that I go to a certain psychiatrist. I went there, and you know what? I was terrified, because I had to get consent that they're able to tell them anything, and I was so, so scared. And guess what? That person winded up being one of my biggest supporters. I wrote a letter for court that there's nothing wrong with me other than I'm separating from my kids.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the psychologist also. I don't think I have much to hide. You know, I had postpartum depression, yes. That's just a normal thing. You know, just like you're not going to blame someone that has breast cancer to have it. You know, this is part of what you go through when you're having children.
Right.
You know,
and I feel like having a safe space to be able to talk about that and how it affects you, as well as, like, him being able to see that as well. Like, he needs to be able to see what you're going through to be able to understand it.
Right. Right now he doesn't want to have any, 1 second, Mike, I'll talk to you. He doesn't want to have any, like, part in it, and doesn't want to talk about it, because I don't think he's well enough. That's my honest to goodness opinion.
Yeah. Well, and also this may be your time to be able to release whatever you need to release in a private session without him, because maybe you need to get some things clear for yourself. So, you know, maybe taking the step to go to either the rabbi or counselor or whomever you choose to go take that first step for yourself, and then he can come in once it gets to a point where he can.
But you see him coming back for the 10th time.
Yes. However many times you need to hear it, yes, that is the current energy. He is seeing what he has lost.
And you think if I leave, go, it could be, like, relatively very, very soon?
Yes. I feel like what I was feeling was, like, 3 to 5 days of being able to, like, which would be great. But, like, Like, you've got to start putting your brain towards what could go right. Don't focus on all the things that are going wrong. They're there. We know it. There's an awareness to it. But think of what you want moving forward in the new energy, because I do feel like he wants to come back.
I don't think I would tell him, like, oh, you did this. Like, last time when he came back, I was angry.
Right.
I wouldn't, I'd be like reading, I would be, for me it would be like reading like a long lost love.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh my God, I missed you, I thought about you every single day.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's how I would greet him. Because
right.
I honest to goodness, I really love him. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
And how my reputation was ruined, he's going to have to take it up with God, what should I tell you? I mean, think he did a terrible, I think he did more than me, he did it to himself. He did a grave sin.
Right.
You cannot do that to people and not get punished. You can't.
Right. Right. And I feel like he like he got it feels like he got instant karma for it.
What you mean that he didn't feel good?
Yeah, like he because of what he did and the way that things have played out, like he got that same amount of pain in a very short amount of time.
Right, 1 second, hold on. This is going to be garbage. This over here. And then these two also. Sorry, I was so hungry. Yeah, he wasn't feeling so great.
Yeah.
Because you think he's going to sit over here and, like, tell everyone he's going to feel great? But the problem is everyone is blaming me. And no one is blaming him. So that's just
but they're
part of gonna God's
see.
Punishment.
They're going to see it. Like, they're going to see that it wasn't true. So, therefore, he's going to get instant, like, he loses his credibility. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, there's, but not only that, like, he had to go through, like, a whole bunch of emotional issue as well because of all of
but
this.
But nobody
like,
knows it, about it.
Yet.
You think
there's
anyone's
a yet.
Know about it?
Oh, it's going to be very seen. Like, it feels like it's going to be very obvious that what he was saying was just a whole bunch of BS. That's what it feels like. Okay. It feels like he regrets what he says or what he said, and, like, because you've taken the steps to care for yourself and for the family and things moving forward, because I do feel like you're going to take some kind of action for yourself. And I know you don't want to be institutionalized, so, like, taking an action, whether I don't care which direction you end up going in, but I do feel like you're going to make that step. And he's going to see you taking the effort and feel that you've kind of detached from an outcome and just moving forward. And that's when he's going to start to shift and try to come in and actually do his stuff with you. But it's like after you've taken some steps for yourself.
Right.
So that he sees.
1 second, hold on. I just don't want to be rude to this guy. But
yeah.
Not really. My son drives. No. We're here. My son drives. My maybe you don't know he's my son. He probably comes with a tool bag on. Wants to get like a sample and like took like two things. You know what I mean? A cute guy.
Okay, bye, Mike. Good to see you. I don't feel like the chef. They always liked me, besides to his stupid jealous sisters. His jealous sisters are his dumb jealous sisters. Next question. Am I going to be having more children with him?
More children. Are we having more children? Are we having more children? Any more children? I'm not getting.
And don't
I'm
tell
not getting
me
any energy of. I'm not getting any energy right now. Right. So that doesn't mean it's not a possibility in the future, but in this current energy where you are, no. Now,
no, I know
if
he's
you
the
take
type of person to say like, oh, let's whatever, but like. And my age and thing, I mean, that's the only way I'll forgive him. Trust me, he did very bad things to me.
If you take the steps of healing yourself and your situation, right? So, like, it starts within you. So once you start taking those steps, that energy can very much shift into having a child. But in this current energy that you're currently in, it's not.
I mean, currently, I don't have a husband.
Right. Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. Exactly.
So obviously, you're saying no. Currently,
right.
I don't have a husband.
Well, no, you have a separation currently, and that
right.
separation creates resistance and all this other stuff, but you have to see the space for what it is, and it's a healing opportunity. It's not just everybody wants to point fingers and make you feel like a victim. It's simply a space for you to be able to gain clarity on your truth so that you can move forward with what it is that you truly want and desire.
What do I desire? I desire taking care of my children more than anything. I hate that my little ones are in school. I desire to move. Do you see a move?
I did see a move. I did see a relocation.
I mean, there's no way I'm staying in the city. Like no way. No way.
Yeah, I do see a relocation. I saw that come up a couple of times.
When? Like this year? I don't care if it's the middle of a school year. I would move.
When?
I mean, unless it's the middle of a school year, I'd move. Let's say I'm moving. Let's say I live here. I'd live, let's say, like a town over.
I feel like. Oh, geez. 2023. So it would be. And it feels like summertime. It's like my cheeks feel hot. So like that's like sunbeams on my cheeks. It feels like summertime 2023.
I mean, that makes sense for my husband to think like for the next school year.
Mm-hmm.
To another
yeah,
city, like to Lakewood, New Jersey?
It feels out of the city. And is there water nearby?
Out of the state?
It could be out of the state. Are you guys thinking of going back to Israel?
My husband would love it, but I it's a very hard. Well, you see Israel?
I feel that's a big possibility. Big possibility, but also I get a sense of like a. It's not a beach home. It's more like a coastal home. There's, like, trees and water. Trees and water.
I know he wants Israel. I mean, if he wants Honolulu, I would say yeah.
Right. Honolulu would be fabulous, right?
Right. No, I'm just saying, I don't mean that. I'm saying, like, I don't know, England. I hate England. I've never been
there. No, it feels warm. It feels warm and, like, it feels warm mostly. That's what, like, that's kind of a thing. But, like, there is, it's almost like there's two places. It's almost like there's two homes. Like, one that's, like, on a water source of some sort, and then another one that is in Israel. That's what it feels like. So maybe you go to one, like, outside of the city to start.
I'll tell you, because, like the entire town knew about this. It's like, I need a new beginning.
Right. And, I, like, that maybe this, okay, so it may be, this is kind of what makes sense, is that it, you move out of the city into some other town that's near water. I feel the water big time. And then after that, if you guys choose, the biggest option would be to go to Israel. But I feel like it would have to be a collective decision.
Oh, see, I wonder if you see, like, Havistraw.
Say again?
Or, like, Stony Point. I wonder if you see, like, Havistraw or Stony Point next to the Hudson River.
Havistraw or Stony Point. Stony Point. What's in Stony Point?
Jews are starting to move there.
A what?
You know, Jewish people are starting to move there.
Okay. Stony
like
Point. Is there a water source near Stony Point?
Yeah, the Hudson River.
The Hudson River's there?
Mm-hmm.
Is it Stony Point?
Or Havistraw.
I feel like it's going to be Stony Point.
I mean, I like Stony Point better. Cause it has
Havistraw, there's going to be conflict.
Havistraw is like smaller houses. Like, if I move, I want it to be like a beautiful house.
Right, right. You know, it feels Stony Point. Havistraw just has like literally like fighting all the time is what I felt. It's gross energy.
And you think it's going to be like a new beginning and like?
It's all like everything that I got is all new beginnings. Wanting success, success, success. We want new moving forward, new energy moving forward. Everybody's taking accountability.
I definitely want him, and I'll definitely do whatever it takes to make him happy and to be okay, you know?
Right, but he also has to do the same thing. It has to be reciprocal.
So last time he forced me to go to a certain therapist, and again, he was busy saying all these things first until she became, like, one of my biggest supporters, and she's like, a marriage doesn't collapse because of one person. Like, where are you? What are you doing?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And for Leo, he was, like, fuming.
Oh, of course. Because, like, he could do no wrong, right?
Right. But I can't tell him. But this thing, I think, is going to tell him.
It's going to open his eyes big time. It's big time. Like, it's not just that he sees how much you did with the kids. Like, he's going to see how much you did as a whole. Like, throughout the entire thing, he's going to see where he missed on being able to show up for you. Because you were showing up so much in so many different places, and he was not really present.
What, now?
So, like,
he was beyond not present.
He's having to be.
He made my life miserable.
Mm-hmm.
He made my life miserable. And thank God I survived.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
He must be thinking that, like, oh my gosh. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You think he's jealous?
I think he is remorseful and very stubborn at not wanting to look at his own faults at all. And
because he's surrounded by all these people, his whole family, they all, like, he it's going back to childhood. He never did anything wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Right. But I feel like it's a rude awakening on his part, right? So when I say rude awakening, it is imagine compacting all the things that you've experienced over the years into a couple of weeks, and then deliver it on a silver platter. Like, it's not fun. It's not a fun pill to swallow and to be able to look at yourself in those ways. And I feel like he took some time to try to self-soothe with alcohol, and he saw that that wasn't a viable option. And I see that, like, he's having to have so many hands on that he's overwhelmed, and he just cannot seem to fathom how did you do it?
Okay, that's good. How did he, did he also take marijuana?
He doesn't feel like that.
Just prescription drugs?
He may play with the nose candy. I don't know for sure, but that's the first thing that came to my mind, and I don't like saying that, but, like, if he's had pretend issues with money, that's usually a pretty good indicator of a harder substance. But it doesn't feel like he does it consistently or has a habit. Like, it's not a full-on, blown-on addiction thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not a problem. He doesn't feel like the type of person to have a problem. Like, he recognizes it quickly if he gets out of control. Because he likes control, which control goes across the whole board for him, right?
Is he loving, like, controlling my house now?
He feels out of control.
Oh, okay.
That's the thing that's making him realize all of this so much, is that the reason why he had so much control is because he had such a strong partner behind him or beside him. And I say behind him because, like, that's how his perception was, but now he needs his partner beside him. Like, that's the energy that needs to come forward. And I think that, like, what I feel is he's realizing it is the rude awakening that that's what needs to happen. But there was projection, there was blame, there was fighting, there was conflict, and there was hurt feelings. And now we're at a place of, like, okay, what can we do moving forward? And it has to become solution-based instead of finger-pointing-based, because we can't change anything that happened in the past. We can only focus on what's in the now reality, in the, like, right now 10 seconds. And that's focusing on your vibration of, like, I want resolution, I want some kind of movement forward, I want to take the action necessary and be open and receptive to communication when and if it comes. And I feel like it is coming within, like, 3 to 5 days.
Okay. Fine. When do you think my son's getting engaged? Like, you think we want to be separated or together?
I feel like he wants to talk to you first. I think that's, he wants to tell you so many things, because it feels like he had a lot of good things happen in a row, and it's like he's, like, did he have some, like, how old is he? Because, like, it's like a new thing. Like, I don't know if it's like an acceptance to some.
My son?
Yeah, your son.
Oh, I'm sorry. My son is almost 25. And for
was
him,
he looking
he was
for
devastated.
Something?
He wouldn't have expected it in this. It's a complete miracle. He wouldn't have expected it in this separation. In this, normally, I'm thinking it's divorce. So you're stuck with, like, a crazy family in my circles. Here it's like no divorce. The father is like his father's old friend. The mother, he's very, very happy to me that I like her. But I'm her friend, and this girl sounds like she's supposed to be stunning, and she's like 18. Like, it sounds like whatever beyond what you could dream of.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it feels really good. It feels like he really wants to share a lot of stuff with you, but he wants to talk to you before moving forward. And I think that's, like, the anxiety about it is, like, he knows that he's really serious. But he wants you involved.
So I hope he's going to be able to get over it.
I do. I feel like he is. Yeah, yeah. I feel like he is. I feel like he's
old enough.
Yeah, yeah. The feeling I get from him is that he, over the next couple of days or weeks, he's going to, like, take some space for himself. Kind of like, I don't know if he goes off away from the family or if he, you know, kind of just, like, he just creates his own little bubble somehow, gets some private time, and he's going to figure out how to come forward with some type of communication. But there is a sense of, like, having to get away first, having to get away.
But you think it's going to be, my husband and I will be together then?
I feel like you're going to talk to them around the same time.
Because it's going to be so much easier for my son. Like, if we're
right.
Like, in the same room. And, like, you know what I mean?
Right. Right.
And
yeah, I feel like
together. Like, it's exciting to, like, make a wedding.
It is. And it's such a big celebration when people find love, you know? And it gives us
new
clarity.
Especially, like, he's a specific type of a boy. Like, he's quiet.
Mm-hmm.
But he's, like, sensitive, like, to other people's, like, feelings. And, like,
right.
People, like the rah-rah and, like, the who-knows-what and, like, you know what I mean? But
mm-hmm.
he has a very healthy self-esteem. Like, he knows where he's coming from. You know what I mean?
Right.
So my husband, where was my husband? Was my husband discussing the money with them?
With your son?
No, with the other party.
It feels like he was discussing money with, like, appropriate people. Like, it wasn't, like, outside people. It was, like, either financial advisors or bankers or, like, professionals. It feels like across the board it was professionals, everybody that he was dealing with.
So that means he was trying to protect his own private finances.
It feels like he was trying to protect family. Like, it didn't feel solo isolated into, like, I'm doing this on a selfish side. It felt like it was the family.
Mm-hmm. Well, like trying, like, you know what I mean? Like, I shouldn't blow the money necessarily or how to grow the money.
What did you say?
How to grow money.
How to grow money?
Yeah, I'm saying how to grow his money. How to make it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like he's in investing in certain areas and, like, securing wealth for the family. It doesn't feel like he's, like, hiding it away and stealing it and going to go run away with it. It feels like he's literally, like, locking it into positions where it will be safe so that the future of the family is secured. That's what it feels like. Like, like serious strategic family planning, like leveling the line for legacy type situation. And, like, if he's been super budgeting in different areas, then liquid cash would be a little tight. And, of course, like, there would be money, but it wouldn't be in the places that you would expect it to be. That's what it feels like. But I don't feel like he let you in on the information. And so, like, you felt left out, and then it just kind of blew up is what it feels like. But it feels like it was for the family, for everything, like, across the board, you included. You're part of the family. Everybody included in the family.
No, look, I'm not a businessman. So,
right.
You know, I respect that. I just mm-hmm. don't like, you know what I mean?
Not being included, yeah.
To be, like, gypped.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, yeah. You're planning it for another family. But
right.
I'm not going to make you repeat that again. I mean, I guess he realizes that he has 13 kids. It's like how is he marrying them? Like, how are they going to be normal? Like,
right. Yeah, like, there's a serious need for there to be a long-term plan in place is what it feels like. And that's the actions that he's been taking is securing each one of, it, like, the futures of everybody. Like...
It makes it sound like he wants to leave me.
No. No, like, this isn't like I want to leave you kind of energy. This is like I want to make sure that we're taken care of. Because it doesn't feel like he's putting it somewhere to take it out. It feels like he's putting it there so it will grow and continue to be profitable. So, like, that's building forward, not trying to take away. Like, I don't see at any point in any of this energy where he's trying to take anything out. It's all literally putting in. It's all being put into places that are secured.
Mm-hmm. What about his financial... Moshe Klein, he disappears from the scene. Where is he?
Where is he financially?
No. Moshe
what
Klein.
Did you say?
He has like a brown beard. He used to be
Moshe Klein.
In the house every single day. And now I heard rumors that he's sick. I don't know if that's true or not.
Feels like he was sick at some point. But it doesn't feel like he's sick anymore. It feels like there was some peace after some trouble. Did somebody get into a fight?
I wonder if he and my husband got into a fight.
Did they get into a fight?
Because a lot of their finances were intertwined.
Yeah, it feels like they got into a fight. But the fight's over. There's been some peace, new clarity around the situation.
But he's not coming to my house.
Doesn't feel like
he's going
to. He's
not going to have that relationship anymore.
Doesn't feel like they're going to be.
Relationship.
No, it feels like there's peace, but it doesn't feel like anything there moving forward.
No love. I mean, the guy like was basically like became my husband's wife.
Oh wow.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm.
Uh-huh. Okay. Fine, I guess I feel better.
Fine, I guess I feel better. I'm using that one
I'll
from now on.
I'll call you next week. Maybe there'll
okay.
be some good news.
Okay,
why am
good,
I like
yeah.
an optimist? I was
because.
Almost in Shana, and I put aside... gave a deposit like on a honey dish, a silver
mm-hmm.
honey dish for my husband. I was positive
yep.
I'm being home fresh as
well. I feel like a positive outlook weighs a whole lot better for you and for everybody involved, because like that's what we want moving forward is cooperation and collaboration and being able to be successful together, and that takes a little bit of work, and you're willing to do it, and that's what counts.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So right now that my kids don't speak to me, I guess once I'm home, they'll talk to me.
I feel like at the time that your kids aren't speaking to you, you send them as much unconditional love as possible and take a beat for yourself and try your best to get some rest, knowing that you're going to be able to speak to them in person very soon.
Okay.
Yeah, just keep reminding yourself, I'm going to get to talk to them very soon. I'm going to get to talk to them very soon.
I'll tell you why.
Because
let's say it's going through, how do you call it, supervisors, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they left me with no supervisors. Only one that I like, also, you know, that it's in court. Only one, the other ones my kids hated. They're embarrassed that wherever I'm walking, someone's following me. It's embarrassing for me. It's demeaning for me. I did it in the beginning. 7 months into it, I can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
So I don't see them. I can't have someone following me around wherever I go.
Yeah, I understand that. I understand that.
You know, so he has to decide when it's important to see when he thinks it's important for the children to see their mother.
Mm-hmm.
One day he's going to realize that it is.
He's going to realize it. It's going to happen. And, you know, in the meantime, the only thing that you can do is work on feeling better and focusing on what you can control in the now moment. Because, like, the other stuff's going to work itself out. I promise you that. It'll work out better than you expect. But in the meantime, what's important, which is the now moment, and that's focusing on literally every 10 seconds and making sure that you're thinking positively and speaking about yourself positively.
Okay, let me ask you one quick other question.
Mm-hmm.
Rivka Schiffer, my daughter,
mm-hmm.
March 9th, 2002, what do you see for her?
Oh, she's got a lot of good energy coming, so much good stuff. So I get this move again, so I guess this is part of you guys' whole move.
Like, when do you see her getting engaged or, like, finding love?
So I see cycle change, good fortune, celebration, special event very soon with a very fiery good guy, change for the better. There's a little bit of impatience, so I feel like it might be a little while, maybe like 7 months. She may already know him.
Is it Effie Gold?
Effie Gold.
I mean, Ephraim, but he's called Effie. I mean, I found him. I gave him a ride.
He has a lot of admiration for her, for sure.
He likes him?
He likes her, for sure.
I think that guy is such a great guy.
Does she like him, though? Does she like Effie?
You can't not like him. This guy has, like, this huge smile. I'm like, she's going to have such a good life with him.
This feels good. It feels very stable.
He went through like a rocky 9th and 10th grade. So in other words, you know, like we went through our rocky things now. I'm talking about like being Jewish. Like, okay, so let's say Aaron is like, sounds like a miracle. Okay, the truth is the guy used to not be religious. So maybe some people wouldn't have done the thing, but my husband is not the type that would could care less, and
mm-hmm.
certainly not me.
Yeah.
You think it's Effie Gold?
It feels like it's a very big possibility. Is there somebody else? Because is he very... Is Do you know what he was
born? I mean, I have no idea if the guy is engaged or, like, I have no idea.
There's a potentiality, like there's a mutual attraction there, but I don't feel like it's him. I feel like it's somebody that's, I want to say fiery, but it's not, fiery is not the word. Passionate, creative, passionate and creative are the two things that come out.
But you see, for this year, I mean, she went through a lot.
Yeah.
She went through hell with this. I mean, I don't think she treated me fairly at all. I still love her.
Yeah. It feels like...
But she was better than the other ones.
Yeah. I feel like there's a sense of naivete around your daughter. So, like, I don't know if she's really... Is she ready for marriage?
Oh, her friends are getting married.
But is she ready
but,
for
like,
marriage?
Just threw herself off. Yeah, of course she wants to get married. This whole... She became, like, the mother of the house.
Right.
You know, she went through hell and back.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's why I wish for her, like, this Effie only has two kids in the family, like a small family, somewhere where, like my house is, like, so hectic, somewhere where she could, like, sit and relax, and they think, like, she's great.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what I hope for her. And how's Lima? October 30th. No, sorry, October 16th, 03. She doesn't talk to me at all. I think she has some anxiety.
Yeah. Feels like she might be a little bit depressed. Not wanting to talk is what it feels like. Yeah. But her current energy is like she's just like almost like shut off. Like she's just, her emotional radar is just done. Like she's just... I need some time alone. But I feel like there's some good news coming in for her in the next week or so.
What do you mean? I mean, she's not going to get engaged before the other one.
No, this doesn't feel like an engagement. It's like just good news. Like some kind of good news is coming for her.
She's
getting out of this isolation-ish, like, quiet, withdrawn, anxiety stuff. She's getting some good news, which is going to bring in, like, some better energy for her.
Is she like, on medication? Is she, like, in some sort of a depression? Like a clinical one?
No, it's just depressed, like, just a natural low. You know, lots of things have been happening in the family. She's got a lot going on. Just kind of like looking at the past a lot, you know, looking at all kinds of stuff. But I feel like in next week, next probably 6 days or so, she'll get some kind of good news that put her in a good mood.
Maybe if Aaron's engaged.
Maybe so.
So she'll be in a good mood. What about, how do you call it? One more thing, Akiva. That's my son. November 9th, 98.
He also hasn't talked, has he?
Sorry?
I said he hasn't spoken either, has he?
Not so much.
No.
He's scared.
Yeah.
He's, like, scared he's going to hear, like, bad news or I'll cry or, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, his life fell apart also.
He's been daydreaming a lot. He's got a lot of choices. Some choices. What are these choices? Feels... What are the choices? Every time I see choice, when I say what are the choices, I see books. Is he in school?
Yeah, no, he's in school. He's in yeshiva. He's putting his full self in yeshiva. He's trying very hard.
Okay, yeah. It feels like he's got a little bit of anxiety, maybe had a few nightmares, but definitely going to have also another nice surprise. I feel like
if Aaron gets engaged, it's going to be like a major thing for the family.
Yeah,
it's
going to
be
like
if this could happen to us now, then it's like major.
Right. Everybody that you've checked in on so far has had, you know, things happening and going on and different personalities popping up and stuff, and everybody's has ended with a nice surprise. So this, like, I feel like next week is going to be just a really awesome week.
Well, that would be, like beyond amazing.
A miracle. Yeah, like, it feels miracle energy.
It is a miracle. Yeah, you know something? Here I am taking credit for it. No, that I gave a certain charity, and they said at the end of the year. So it's the end of the...
Right.
Sorry, that was a cough. I put the phone down. It's before the beginning of the new year.
Right. This is a big, like,
the engagements go fast by my circles. You don't stress it out.
Right. Okay.
In my particular circles. I mean.
Right.
And. I know we all look the same, but like in other circles, you know, you're going to date for 3 months. Here you're not, and you're going to want to do it like in this year. I'm saying this year, meaning before Rosh Hashanah.
Right. Wow. Yeah. I feel like he might propose next week. But I feel like he's going to talk to you within the next 3 to 5 days.
Well, he better.
About it. There's something about it, like maybe the way he does it or like what he's going to do or he wants to talk to you about, maybe a suggestion. Like, I don't know. I don't know his involvement on what he wants to talk about, but it definitely has something to do with his proposal. And everybody, like I said, everybody's like super happy what looks to be like the end of next week. And everybody has gotten it's a nice surprise or like there's a some kind of a benefit that comes from it. It's really weird.
This would be like beyond miraculous.
That would be amazing.
Like everyone is going to be like wow, saying like there's a God in the world. Because let me tell you, for this to happen, I mean, my Aaron is such a pure soul. That for him to have this miracle, if anyone deserves it, it's him. But when is Akiva getting married?
When is Akiva getting married?
Engaged.
Is she seeing, or are they seeing somebody?
Akiva? No. He wouldn't be at the same time that Aaron is. It could be right after, but like...
There's a quick change. That's all that comes out is a quick change. Quick change. When is this quick change? Could be 8 months. Could be 8 weeks. Eight significant.
Okay. Yeah. Even eight months is amazing.
Yeah. There's something very significant. I asked if it was a proposal or a partnership, but I'm not seeing partnership yet. But I am seeing 8 months or 8 weeks and a new project or urge to create. So urge to create could possibly be create a partnership.
Let's
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, it feels like he meets someone.
But there's
no not right away. It's almost like he
would be so disappointed.
So it's not that like they meet and everything's good, but there's like an inability to make that next step happen. And it, like, there's just some kind of sadness or fear that's stopping the process. Of course, that could change, you know, because, like, we're in just this current energy. But I do see that he meets somebody. But I, what is this? Inability to take action. What is this? Something to go with, like, an ego. Ego.
Does he have an ego?
Somebody does.
Not him.
It may be the person that he meets that has the big ego.
Oh, gosh.
However, if that's the case, he doesn't go forward with it. That's why he's not taking action. Yeah, and he decides not to go forward.
Because he's not a big ego kind of guy.
Mm-mm.
Oh,
yes.
I mean, that's all I need. That's all he needs,
yes,
is someone with a huge ego that was going to step on his toes.
Yeah. No, he's learning some things through this relationship. So let him learn his lessons of whatever he needs to learn and release, because this thing's not going to last for very long. And after he finishes that, he will meet somebody through a friend group that will be like a surprise gift from the universe for them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like he's got to go through this one relationship that's like, this person's got a really big ego. He has to make the decision on like, hey, this isn't right for me. And then like he's hanging out with a group of friends. And then, boop, there's somebody.
I hear. Okay. Very good. So thank you so much. You know, one other person actually, Michaela.
Sure. Which one?
Michaela, October, September 7th, 11. She's 11. She used to be super, super close to me and, like, doesn't call me anymore.
She's feels like she's shut off from everybody. Yeah, she'll open up after this special event, but she just feels like she's depressed looking. I mean, her whole family just kind of, right? It feels like she's just kind of in a funk, but not anything like major. It's more passing.
Little.
Yeah, she's still little. She's still processing, but she misses you a lot. And
I wonder
it's
what
like,
she thinks. She probably, like, she has no idea we're getting divorced, we're not getting divorced. Like, she has no idea.
I don't think she knows anything. It doesn't feel like she knows anything.
She's probably at a complete loss.
Like, she doesn't know what's happening.
Right.
But this is teaching her how to overcome obstacles, love herself through struggles, gain strength and courage. You know, she's growing a lot through this, and it'll prove to be a valuable lesson for her later on, like how she moves through things. So I feel like it's a good thing for her. But also, like I said, this special event that's happening within the family is really gonna make a big difference.
So the kids are gonna like be with me, or they're gonna be like ignoring me during this thing.
It feels like everybody's together. Like happy, like it's
okay, that's good.
It feels good. It feels light.
Because I don't
like,
want to be like the one like.
Everybody's looking
there,
at
me
and like, is there going to be a problem? Yeah, no.
No,
it feels
am I like the fifth wheel?
Right. No, it feels
while
like.
While Bela Paulson's there.
No, it feels like it's almost like everybody's there. Like it's an event.
I mean, everybody is going to be, like, beyond excited for us.
Right.
For, like,
yeah, it,
for, like, our family this, that went through hell.
This doesn't feel like a small event. You know what I'm saying? So, like, there's going to be some planning preparation that goes before, and I feel like you're going to be able to communicate with everybody before the event happens. But I do feel like the little ones won't know what's coming. You know, like, it's a big surprise. Like, only the couple, you, dad, and the other parents know what's going to happen, and then you
right. No,
and him.
Because my husband is, like, a secretive guy. He's not going to tell anyone.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Until, like, hey, Aaron's getting engaged.
Right.
Okay, one other person, Rachel.
What's the date of birth?
Rachel, April 20th, 10. 10 or 08?
08. Rachel. Rachel. I'm ticking, like, Rachel. What's Rachel. The energy around Rachel. Okay. A little bit of let down, depressed. Being self-sufficient. Growing, finding happiness in her little world. Focusing on creativity a lot of creativity. She's using a lot of creativity right now.
Remember, it's like she's in school and just trying to have friends and like whatever. What does she think of me? She used to be so close to me also. I mean, they did her job with me.
Yeah, it feels like she's just let down right now, depressed, like not really understanding what all is happening.
Like, she probably thinks that, like, I abandoned her.
But that's not reality, right? Like,
that's not
reality.
But I call every day, and no one gives over the messages. My big girls, my Rivka and Blima, no one gives over the messages. You see, they're not available.
Mm-mm-mm.
Every time that I call literally every day.
It's the most frustrating thing on the planet.
It's so not healthy, and this is all Bela's doing.
Which one?
Bela Perlstein.
Bela? How old?
No, Bela Perlstein's 48. She's that person that came up and
said,
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, her name is Bela Dina.
Bela Dina. Yeah. What is this? Bela Dina. And you want to know how she feels about you?
No, she thinks I'm crazy. I don't know if she deep down thinks so, but, like, she's quote-unquote saving the family. And she decided that nobody should talk to each other, that no one should speak to me.
Like, it's like she's gatekeeping. That's the feeling, is the gatekeeping.
Yeah, but are people going to, like, realize what she's doing soon?
Yeah, there's going to be some recognition of the behaviors couch, because it's you can't stop communication between a mom and her children unless the children decide that they don't want to speak, but they get influenced. So, like, you have to give the opportunity. And so, like, she's taking this space to, like, control communications, which is unfair and unruly, and causing more grief than it is helping. But in her mind, she's helping. In some twisted way, she feels like she's doing some kind of good. Which is
I'm
gross.
Not so sure if she feels that in her twisted way. she likes control.
Yeah, and well, that's what I'm saying. Like, she, in some way, in her world, this is helping. It is not helping.
Maybe she's convincing herself, trying to convince herself. I'm not so sure that she really honestly thinks so, or she's stupider than I think she is.
It's, like, it has the feeling of, like, the way that she was raised, something to do with, like, how community came together in some kind of weird, toxic way, in her family.
You're brilliant. I was thinking the same thing. I think that's what happened. Like, she's trying to, like, make amends for, like, maybe, like, how she was with her mother or how someone did anything. So that's what she's doing.
Yeah, there's something that has to do with the way that she was brought up and that she was shown how to show this type of control in a situation like this. So, like, it's almost like she's working from a robotic program state and not actually, like, looking at the repercussions of what it's actually doing. It's just the old way of doing things.
Her father was like this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she said, I mean, Bela said, my father was a crazy control freak.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's 100% where it comes from. It's almost like she's not seeing the bigger picture. She's not seeing how she can create change and actually facilitate a good, healthy dynamic. She only knows the toxic dynamic, so that's the only thing that she does.
Tomorrow I'm meeting this rabbi with her. I'm gonna bring that up.
Okay.
And I'm gonna actually say it in my husband's name. It's gonna really annoy him. But are my kids gonna like realize this?
But they will.
Let's say by Aaron's engagement. James, let's say by Aaron's engagement. Is she gonna be like the mother of the groom, or I will?
You will. Why was that so prevalent?
Because he's busy, like, calling, and she's, like, controlling Aaron also, and she's, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, but...
She's controlling me and making sure that I don't talk to Aaron.
Yeah, but that won't be a thing. That won't be a thing.
She's going to fall off the face of the planet, and it's going to be the end of stupid Bela Perlstein. She'll have to start taking care of her own dumb family.
She's got to do her own. No, I don't feel like she's going to be in the wedding party. No.
Well, I ain't inviting her.
No, like it doesn't feel like she's in it. Three or four rows back, maybe, but not in it.
One more person, actually. Yitzchok, Yitzchok, November 4th, 05. My son, he's not in school. What am I doing with him?
There's some no follow-through, delays, setbacks, bad luck, things outside of your control. So it's like he's in a selfish phase.
What is he doing the whole day? On a smartphone?
That's what it feels like. I get immediate eye strain.
I mean, he's in his room, like, doing what?
Does he play games?
Yeah, that's. Did anyone tell you that you're talented?
Thank you.
You're making me laugh, Megan. Now I know it's Megan and not Megan. But yeah, I think it's games. And okay, so games is better than porn. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
He's playing games, a lot.
But like he's ruining his life. I don't know, my husband. He should. I wish he would let me like take care of this.
Yeah.
I find like he has like an eating disorder type of thing. And as soon as he eats, he could go to yeshiva or someone could do. I could take such better care of him. He probably feels like 2 cents a band himself.
There's a fear of letting go for him. Like, change is hard.
Right.
The vision I get is like this big computer chair looking thing, like a gamer chair, and him sitting in front of the computer with his arms crossed like, are you kidding me right now? Why do I have such bad luck? That's the feeling I get.
Oh, that poor boy. He's probably so jealous of like everybody else.
Yeah.
That like went through a system and was successful. I couldn't make him so successful.
What he's learning right now is how to embrace the present moment and, like, returning to the joy of being present. So, like, he's going to get to a point where these games aren't very fulfilling for him and he's going to get out a little bit. But I feel like right now he's just, like, in this disruptive phase where he can't quite see clearly. But there is a sense of like getting out of this funky situation and into a more productive space.
And what does like productive mean? Yeshiva or like?
Or? Yeah, it's like he has a moment of clarity that comes through, and the moving comes again.
Well, he thinks he's going to go to out of state yeshiva.
Yeah, maybe he's being a little stagnant on making a decision, but there's a sense of also moving. It's like he realizes like something's not serving. I don't want to be in arguments. I'm just going to go over here. Feeling maybe that my luck will change if I go over here.
He hates me right now?
No. No, there's no hate there.
Okay, God.
No, there's...
I don't hate him. I love him to pieces.
No, there's no hate. There's just a sense of, like, shifting perspective from what's going wrong to, like, what could go right. That's what it feels like.
What about Simcha? Simcha, like, he's 12, February 10th, 2010, and he, like, this Mr. Klein, he was totally, like, alienated from me. He used to be so close to me, I used to call him Pop. Now he, like, is very close to my husband.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, which is good. But, like, I wish he wouldn't, like, ignore me. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, there's a feeling of, like, betrayal. And I think it has to do with the situation, not you personally. Is what it is. It's the whole of it.
Right, that's my fault, okay.
No, it's not your fault. Not at all.
No, don't take that on for you. He thinks.
No, he doesn't even think that it's your fault. He just, there's the collective energy that is creating a feeling of betrayal. Like, that's not you making him feel that way, or his dad making him feel that way, or this other person making him feel that way. It's just what's there. and he's kind of alienated himself as well. So it feels like everybody's just kind of like pocketed up, because you're not there, right? And so like the things that were getting done aren't getting.
Hello?